This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I wanted to talk about an article very well written in the Wall Street Journal. Julie Wernow is the author of it. It was posted yesterday. I've talked about this topic probably 20 times at least on this show. And every time I do, I get texts that come in page after page after page after page saying, Newell, you don't know what you're talking about. You're looking at this from a traditional law enforcement perspective. You know, the marijuana industry is going to be one of the greatest things that ever happened to our economy locally, state economies across this country, the national economy. It is going to be the solution to so many social ills because of the amount of money that it's actually going to generate through taxation is going to be astronomical. We are going to be bathing in money. And it's going to be such a beautiful thing. It's amazing how many years later, when folks begin to write these articles, visiting these communities that actually really believe this, they're finding a different picture. So Julie Wernow, the writer for the Wall Street Journal, went over to Pueblo, Colorado. And Pueblo was kind of going to be the epicenter of this new movement in Colorado. And actually, they thought that they were going to become the Napa Valley of cannabis. The city imagined that the high plains just east of the Rockies would draw marijuana lovers from around the country. In fact, a big slaughterhouse, she says, had closed years earlier and a steel mill had been shedding workers. A cannabis boom would bring new jobs and tax revenues. The streets were going to be paved with gold, recalled Carol Poiste, who raises goats on her small farm. The elementary schools were going to be the greatest in the country. The day after legal recreational pot arrived in Pueblo in 2014, 50 people were camped out in front of one of the first weed shops waiting for the doors to open. The local newspaper reported all of this. One customer called it the New Amsterdam. The only two shops then licensed in the county rang up a combined total of $1 million in sales in the first month, sending $56,000 in taxes to the county. The finance director of this county said, "We're going to have to sell more weed." Turns out 10 years later, Pueblo's dreams have gone up in smoke. This once thriving industry of retailers, growers, cannabis oil extractors, there were more than 200 businesses in the county in 2017. Only 45 remain today. County tax revenue has plunged from $7.1 million in 2021, which is it had already started diving, to $4.8 million in 2023, and it dropped to less than $4 million in 2024. It isn't that people have stopped using marijuana, they claim, in Pueblo, where the smell of weed, they say, is pervasive, or in the country at large. Daily use by adults 35 to 50, according to one federally funded annual survey, says that it's at a record high use nationwide. Maybe we should be concerned. In Pueblo and elsewhere, and when I talked about this particular topic right here, this point, everyone said I did not know what I was talking about. It was amazing how many texts came in about this. Market dynamics have crippled the legal cannabis industry. Even after legalization, illicit growers and sellers thrived in places like Pueblo. And last year, they accounted for, hold on to your seat, 70% of the U.S. market, according to cannabis market research company Whitney Economics. Those black market dealers, unlike licensed ones, they don't pay taxes. They don't face red tape. There's no QA, QC, quality assurance, quality control regulations imposed by government. Exactly what I predicted was going to happen. Because in the early onset of counties in Washington and Oregon and others that I had visited with, this is what they said they were seeing immediately after legalization had occurred. Who would have thunk that it would repeat itself, right? No, of course not. We were going to be mining gold, bathing in dollars, Benjamins coming out of our ears. And as more states legalize marijuana, what we're finding now, nationwide, only 27% of legal cannabis businesses are in fact profitable. That's down from 42% in 2022. In 3 years, it dropped from 42% of the businesses being profitable to only 27%. The most actively traded fund that tracks publicly traded cannabis companies recently hit a record low. And guess what? They can't get investors. They've dried up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Restructurings are now rising. This cottage industry that everyone had this beautiful dream of what was going to happen is shrinking. And it's shrinking in record numbers and at a very quick pace, right? No one predicted that was going to happen. except those that looked at this objectively and weren't all wrapped up in the emotion of all the positive things that cannabis was going to do for this country. Pueblo Police Chief Chris Noller, according to the article, said problems related to black market sellers, including cartels and gangs. Oh, no, that could never happen. A cartel and a gang? Why would they care about marijuana? They're off doing fentanyl. They're off doing cocaine. They're off doing heroin. Why would they worry about marijuana? He says that they've only gotten worse since legalization. Many cannabis businesses have been abandoned or liquidated. And a lot of the other good jobs in the county disqualify candidates who use marijuana. Why, you might ask? It's patently obvious. They don't want people coming to work completely and totally stoned. They recognize that they're simply not as productive as others who are not smoking weed. Go figure. That wouldn't be a byproduct of this, and it certainly wouldn't be in the experience of folks in particular counties, right? What's really interesting is how the proponents have tried to rewrite history. I don't have to remind you, I've done a little bit already, of all the things they promised us about legalization of marijuana. Now, proponents of legalization have said, we never said it would save the economy. People are upset that this isn't solving all these problems that it was never intended to solve. Bullshit! Y'all sold this bill of goods. You know you sold this bill of goods. And we cannot allow them to rewrite history. This is how they got representatives, council members, government officials to buy into this, because this was going to be the new panacea. This was going to pull budgets out of the red and put them in the black. This was going to lead to better health care, better education, better this, better that. This was the silver bullet. Now they're realizing that this whole science project is a complete and total failure. Just as many of us predicted. We've seen this come and go, right? And that this was going to be the beautiful cottage industry that everyone talked about, that would be paying taxes and everyone would be living in paradise as a result. Wait, what have they seen in Pueblo? Back in 2014, when all this started, it looked like it was going to be a budding boom town. Folks from all over the country looking for cannabis industry jobs, drawn by its status as one of the least expensive places to live in the country. According to Ann Stadelman, who directed a homeless services organization at the time, some move into an RV park with the view of Pike's Peak. Does it get any better than that? Smoking weed and looking at Pike's Peak from an RV? I say not. All of the businesses that had these beautiful locations with these beautiful sites, food trucks were showing up. They were doing all kinds of different businesses. Part of the problem is it was illegal in the 7 bordering states to Colorado. I guess no one ever thought maybe if they decided to have the same beauty and silver bullet, nothing was going to change. Shortly thereafterwards, they started to see what was going to happen. Kate Brophy started a business growing marijuana in Pueblo County in 2017, and she said she sold her product wholesale for between $1,800 and $2,300 a pound during the pandemic. But since 2022, the price has dropped from about $230 to $500 a pound, depending on the strength of the weed. She said larger growers, go figure, with stockpiles of marijuana, they saw where the market was going. So what did they do? They dumped all their product on the market. Now the cost for utilities, nutrients, soils, and taxes, they haven't declined. It's costing more to grow a crop than what it was worth on the market. And also, it's very easy to grow marijuana. It doesn't take a lot to get there if you wanted to grow for personal consumption. They were fighting against that. It's not even mentioned in this article, but that was an issue that has always been the case. A recent company that got the licensing for 800 plants outdoors and another $1,000 indoors can't even afford to put down a deposit of what's required by local utilities because so many of these companies have gone under and have left utilities holding the bag and not paying what they owe. There is not a silver lining to this from any perspective. And at this point in the town of Pueblo, the weed industry entrepreneurs, for the most part, are all facing financial ruin. And local officials and residents are blaming the state for this cannabis push. Because what they're seeing is social problems, including crime, homelessness, chronic cannabis use by young people. In fact, in November, this city gave notice to some 500 people living outdoors along the railroad tracks in the Arkansas River Basin. Their primary motivation for moving to Colorado was to smoke marijuana. They came and they never left. And its horror stories just go on and on and on. And it's actually amazing that folks did not see this coming. We talked about the beauty of this in funding and financing healthcare, and that this is not a gateway drug. It's not a problem. There's really no downside to this. People have been smoking marijuana for 40 years of their life. They don't have an issue. Except when you talk to UC Health's Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo. Every day, patients arrive at the emergency department with conditions brought on by cannabis, said Dr. Karen Randall, who works in the ER. Psychosis, wow. Some are psychotic, a more common condition nationwide since legalization has spread. And legalization has coincided with an increase in the potency, obviously. We want better highs, right? Now in Colorado, some residents are asking the state to cap the potency of cannabis sold there because they're seeing what it's doing to their community. And they're seeing all the social ills. So this story, this fantasy story that we were sold relative to this has come home to roost. And this just happens to be about Pueblo, Colorado, what everybody thought was going to be the Napa Valley of cannabis. They had so many positive things that would have contributed to a budding and growing cannabis industry. It's not there. And what you're finding in Canada, in the United States as well, publicly traded cannabis companies and others, they're all are on a precipitous decline. I, for one, am not surprised. We'll be right back.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.